So as we begin this series of conversations, we want to start off with what we think is probably the most essential of all of the ideas that we will be discussing throughout this series, and that is, what exactly is your heart's desire? Now, because of our tricky use of this language, it could be that one of the things that you might be thinking is that your heart's desire is this thing that sort of sits up on a shelf. Kind of like a diamond that you might put into a box that is lined with velvet and covered with gold. This thing that is special, separate, and apart that you put over here and that you take out to look at from time to time on special occasions, or when it's right, you bring to show to your friends or your loved ones to say, "This is that precious thing that I have." We would say something a little bit different. Your heart's desire is not a special thing, it's a normal thing. Now, if you want to think of it as diamonds in a velvet box covered in gold or platinum, well then, by all means, have one, but don't have one, have 40. Have 100. Have a whole room of them. In other words, one of the things that we want to really invite you to consider throughout the duration of this series of conversations is that your heart's desire is not a special, separate thing over there. It's actually an integrated part of you that is just seeking to express itself. We call it your heart's desire because it is arising, as is everything, from the center of your being that you might call your heart center. The crowning jewel of your heart's desire is your physical reality. Your body, your physical body, sits in the center of this physical reality and is like the crown that carries the jewel. Without a body, physical reality is meaningless. It's just an idea, and you need your body in order to navigate it. Your body is amazing, your physical reality is amazing, and all of the contents of your physical reality are amazing. All of the concepts, ideas, situations, experiences, relationships, qualities, and characteristics that inhabit this physical reality are astonishing. Now, you may think they're very normal, and that's exactly right. You may think that this one is better than that one, and that's right. You have preferences, and those preferences are the reason why your physical reality is shaped in the way that it is. So, in this series of conversations, and particularly today, we invite you to begin to identify your heart's desire, and we would say it's generally anything that you want. Now, as we've said in other ways, in other places, you don't want everything. But you do want the things that you want in the way that you want them, and their path of manifestation is always exactly right. How they come forth into being is always exactly right because it's in perfect vibrational match with who you are. So you could easily say to us, well, it's very interesting that you're talking about manifesting your heart's desire, and it's very interesting that you're talking about manifesting just anything. But I thought this was special. And to that we say, you are correct. This is special. But what is special? Where is the specialness found? Well, it's found right at the core of your being. It's you who are special. This physical reality is unique. No one else experiences what you experience. No one else sees what you see. No one else hears what you hear. No one else tastes what you taste. No one else smells what you smell. No one else can feel under their fingers what you yourself can feel under your fingers. No one experiences that cool breeze on a warm day coming across your skin in the way that you do. No one knows what the color orange looks like except for you. No one knows what chocolate tastes like except for you. No one knows what it feels like to have very deeply satisfying sexual intercourse with your most beloved, like you do. No one knows what it feels like to be held in someone else's arms. You do. No one knows what it feels like to jump into a cool pool of water on a warm day. No one knows what it feels like to sit in a wonderfully, wonderfully bubbling hot tub on an icy cold day. Only you know these things. No one else does. No one knows what you experience but you. And all of these things that we mention, if you'll notice, they're all physically oriented. They have vibrational components. They have vibrational qualities. That's how they come into being. But the point of these experiences is to actually have the physicalness of them. The point of the thought that you give to it is to come forth into physical manifestation. This is magical. This is special. This is wondrous. And you can have any of it that you want, and all of it that you want. Think of the relationships that you have and the people that you know. Think of how amazing it is to be in relationship with each one of them, even the ones you don't necessarily like or care for. Even the ones you don't like are helping you, and they're helping you in very dynamic and powerful ways by pointing you in the direction of what you do want more of. But the ones that you like, the ones you have affection for, the ones that you esteem and adore and admire, these people, the ones that you just love, that you just think are just cute as the dickens and the most amazing people you've ever met and the most wondrously insightful, enlightened, delicious, wonderful, fun, easy to get with person that you've ever seen, known, or imagined, and that are right there in front of you. What is all of that but your creation? More jewels on the crown. More deliciousness, more amazingness, more wonderfulness, and you're the only one who knows anything about it, and you're having your heart's desire right there. These people are all a match to that. Think about the food that you eat and what is tasty and delicious and wonderful and satisfying, nourishing and fulfilling. And think about how it smells and it tastes and the textures. Think about all of the really, really, really good parts of bringing it together, the people who've cooked it for you, or the fact that you yourself prepared it, the vegetables you chopped, and the ways in which the butter sizzled in the pan and the garlic was released into the air with that delicious aroma. Think about what it felt like as you were cracking the pepper and you could smell the release of the oils into the air, or you were chopping basil and it got all over your fingers and in your nose, and it was just like smelling a summer day in a way that really couldn't otherwise be described. Think about that perfect tomato that sat in the sun and called your name and said, "I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready." And then think about that watermelon, that cantaloupe, that honeydew. Think about these delicious, wonderful flavors and textures and all of their sweetness and sourness and crispness and crunchiness. Think about all of these things and realize what an amazing job you are doing at manifesting your heart's desire. That's what these things are. Think about the clothes that you wear and how they feel on your body and how wonderful it is to be right there in the middle of the having of this amazing physical experience. Think about your body itself and how it moves gracefully, how it crunches this way and it cracks that way and it stretches this way and it bends that way. Think about how you can see clearly, how you can hear deliciously, how when you breathe in, you smell wonderful aromas, or at least a contrasting of aromas. Think about what it feels like to run your fingertips over a smooth surface, or a pebbly surface, or a surface that is filled with cracks and interesting things to touch. Think about what it feels like when you are held by your beloved, or when you hold your beloved. Think about what it feels like as you're listening to a child laughing. Think about what it feels like when you're listening to a cat purring contentedly on your lap. All of these things are your heart's desires, and we've barely scratched the surface. We've just barely even talked about the smallest of small percentages of all the things that you yourself are experiencing just throughout a day. Think about these things, and think about what it feels like to have them. Think about how powerful it is to be in the position of having identified this is something that you wanted, that you created, and now you have it. Something quite wonderful is always afoot. Something quite wonderful is always at play. Something quite wonderful is always falling into place because of you. You are the one, you are the reason, you are the reason why it is happening. Now, it might sound like we're trying to convince you of something as we rampage along, just enjoying the heck out of what we see from a distance is in your reality. We can only imagine what it feels like to be there. We can only imagine what it feels like as you put your toes in the sand and then walk out into the water and feel the warmth, feel the embrace of the air, to hear the seagulls crying, to hear the waves crashing, to feel the strength of the ocean as it tries to pull you out to sea and then pushes you back onto the shore, to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, and to hear the laughter and the delights of all the other people who are there in the ocean with you, playing, jumping, enjoying, and just generally reveling in all of the good stuff that is happening. Think about that wonderful feeling as you're standing in the sand, and the sand pulls out from underneath you as the water moves back and forth, and how you're constantly shifting and standing in new positions because the ground underneath your feet, for once, is not solid. It's shifting. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? Because you know you can leave the sand and walk onto the pavement or onto more solid ground and feel the difference. Think about the contrast in all of these things, the presence of some of them, the absence of others, the desire you have for some, the very plain desire you have to not ever hear about any of these things again in the ways that you have. Think about the contrast of all of that, and think about how dynamic a being you are, that you are capable of allowing both wanted and unwanted, liked and disliked, that you're able to have sweet and sour, sharp and smooth, yielding and solid. You are your heart's desire. You are the reason for all of this. And manifesting your heart's desire is nothing that complicated or that difficult, as you can tell. You have lots and lots and lots of it already going on. And all that you're doing here through this series of conversations is just bringing your own powerful desire into alignment with that specific thing that you're wanting more and more of, whatever it may be, whatever it is that is right there, that is right in front of you, that this is now your heart's desire, that you can see right in your very eyes, feel right in your very hands, know that it is here and present. Just as you may not be able to feel the sand under your feet right now, you know what it feels like. And just like you may not be tasting the most exquisite olive ever grown by any tree, you do know what it tastes like. You know what it is like to be yourself here in this manifesting reality, and you know what it feels like to have more and more of what you're wanting, and you know what it feels like to have identified something that you want, your heart's desire, and to then allow it to come to you in the most amazing, delicious, and wondrous of ways. This is no small thing, but yet it is the easiest thing in the world. So today we invite you to identify your heart's desire, to just look around and find it looking back at you through so many objects, experiences, situations, relationships, qualities, and characteristics. Each one of these things is exactly right and has come to you because you called it. Here you are in the midst of it all, enjoying the heck out of it, and we invite you to continue to do so as this day continues and moves into the next, knowing that as much as you have now and as wonderful as it is, there will always be more and more and more coming to you in exactly the right way, in exactly the right measure, and it really is that easy.